we thank you for your love, for your grace, for all that you have done for us. Father, we love you so much. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are in our midst tonight. Father, I thank you that in our midst this night, as we begin to pray, I thank you that you will lead our prayers, Father, and that your will be prayed out as we pray for our nation tonight. We thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated for just a few minutes, and then we're going to pray. Hallelujah. You know, today marks the 23rd anniversary of September the 11th, 2001. I well remember that day. It was actually during orientation that happened. It was on a Tuesday. On that Wednesday night, without any announcement at all, this church was filled and we had to open the balcony. And we had a prayer meeting and people prayed earnestly. And you know what? People came to church for several weeks and prayed. And then guess what? Suddenly, everybody seems to forget about the catastrophe and the urgency to pray. You know, many times we look at it as the intensity that we pray is determined by the circumstances at hand. And I call that defensive praying. When really we should be on the offense. We should be praying offensively. And you guys are here to pray offensively. As I was remembering that event, I pulled some notes that I had talking about it. And this, of course, Rudy Giuliani was the mayor there in New York at that time. And on the fifth anniversary of that event, this is what he said. He said, "The attacks of September the 11th, 2001 continue to flood me with many memories. Some are sad, some are tragic, others are uplifting. But recently, I've been reflecting on how the attacks are ongoing. The attacks of 5 years ago cannot be consigned to history. The attacks did not begin on September the 11th, 2001. They actually began sometime in the late 1960s when Islamic radicals started hijacking planes and directing terror at civilians." And then he goes on and he talks about how that they've attacked all over the world and they are still attacking. And this is what he also said. I'm just reading a portion of it. "Some argue that our enemies seek negotiation and understanding. But our enemies have made clear to us that what they seek is the annihilation of our most precious freedoms. One of the main reasons for the founding of the United States was to establish freedom, particularly freedom of religion. Our enemies oppose freedom, particularly freedom of religion. This was made shockingly clear by the recent," and this was in 2006, "by the recent gunpoint conversion of two kidnapped journalists in Gaza." And I looked that up, and one was from America, one was from Australia. And they held them at gunpoint and forced them to convert to Islam. It says the terrorists don't want to understand and coexist alongside Western democracies. There are those over the past 30 years and even to this day who want to negotiate with the fanatic Islamic terrorists. But the fanatics don't want to negotiate. They want to establish a world in which everyone practices a perverted version of their religion." I'm telling you guys, we must pray fervently for our nation continuously. You know, not just at certain points, but continuously. And, you know, one of the go-tos that I've always, I love to pray for our nation. I love to pray for revival. You know, there are just some things that you have on your heart more than others, and I love to do that. And I, over the years, I've done that fervently, but some of you that were here on the Wednesday night of July the 17th, you're going to kind of hear a little bit, a repeat of that. At that particular night, what I had received from God was so precious. I didn't want it aired. I didn't want it streamed. But I was released tonight that this can be streamed. But, you know, I have been so concerned about our nation since really 2001. Because it hasn't gotten better, guys. It's gotten worse. And it's gotten worse inside, you know, people inside our nation, which we should be united. And yet, we are so divided. Even with Christians. And you know, as Christians, we should be united. But that's what the enemy wants. And quite frankly, I like peace. I like for people to love each other, to be, get along. And that affects me when they don't. And because of that, I'm sure I was affected. But not even wanting to publicly lead people in prayer for our nation because they were so divided. In fact, what happens so many times in prayer, especially in the nation, or of anything really, you go to pray, and guess what? You have your own opinion as to how what God should do. Really. You have your own opinion about what God should do, and that's what you pray. And guess what? You've just nullified your prayers. You might as well not pray at all. You might as well not pray at all. Because you don't know, especially in the nation, you don't know what the will of God is. What the will of God is. I don't know what the will of God is. And so we have to pray out God's will. But because of that, you know, things got so political. And so, all of a sudden, and then social media, oh my goodness. Christians on social media, I think they need to get saved again. I'm serious. I mean, I want to get on there and just give them the right act, but that wouldn't be good either, so I just stay off. Yeah. Arguing about everything. But the evening that the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, and of course, those that got hurt and those that got killed, that the precious man that got killed, I was, in my spirit, I was just so, so hurt that our nation had come to the place that it was, so much anger, so much, I was just devastated at what we had come to. And I was just praying to God. I was pouring out my heart. I had no opinions about anything. I'm not, you know, no opinions. I'm just praying. And it's like, God, I need something from you. And so I began talking to God. And I said, God, you know, I've led prayer for the nation. I've exhorted the people to pray the Second Chronicles. You know, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, I'll heal their nation. We've prayed that. And we've also prayed the Ezekiel prayers, standing in the gap. And Isaiah, where it says, I've set watchmen on the walls. I said, God, we have prayed all of that fervently, bunches of time. And then, of course, I went to the most familiar one, 1 Timothy 2:1-2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so I say to God, God, you know, we prayed for the leaders. I said, but it seems like that our country has gotten worse instead of better. So what's the problem? And at that moment, it wasn't a vision, wasn't a audible voice, but it was more than just an impression. You know how you'll have an impression. It was very strong. And he said to me, you haven't done everything that you just read. And I said, yeah, God, I have. He said, no, you haven't. I said, okay, well, then what haven't I done? And he said, you have not prayed, 1 Timothy 2:1. So I went back. What does it say? I exhort that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For all men. He said, that's the first of all. He said, you've concentrated on nation. You've prayed generally for that. You've concentrated on leaders, but you haven't concentrated on the most important thing that you should pray for, and that is for all men. For all men. And I even went back today and I looked at a prayer that Brother Hagin had led us in a long time ago, 1983. And he skipped over it too. He did. I was going to read this and he skipped over it. He skipped over to all who are in authority. And so I said, well, I can't read that. And so then I begin to search the different versions of that scripture. New Living Translation says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people, ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. The Message Bible says, the first thing I want you to do is to pray. Pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. But now listen to the complete Jewish Bible. This is what it says. First of all, then, I counsel that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all human beings, and then it has a comma, including kings and all in positions of prominence, so that we may lead quiet and peaceful lives, being godly and upright in everything. This is what God, our deliverer, regards as good. This is what meets his approval. This is what meets his approval. And so the Lord said to me that time, he says, the reason you haven't seen as much result as you should have is because you haven't put first things first. First things first. He said, as I told you, we've been praying for the leaders, which he said you should do, but you've been praying in generalities for the country. You need to pray in specifics. I'm reading this because I wanted it the way he said it. And then he took me to the preamble of our Constitution. Now, I haven't thought about that in years and years and years since I was in school We had to learn that. Somebody after that last Wednesday night said there was a song. That was after, way after my time. But I hadn't thought about it. But this is all he said. He said, that preamble begins with, we the people. We the people. And that's the only words he quoted was, we the people. And so I realized it's people that we must pray for. And so I went back and I looked at the preamble. Because you see, if there's going to be any change in this nation, it's going to come from we the people. It's people that put people in office. It's people. We the people. Everybody. But guess what? We have to pray for other people. And so here's what the preamble says. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Now, I looked up tranquility. Of course, it says the state of being tranquil. But tranquil says free from disturbance or turmoil. Free from disturbance or turmoil. And that's what we have in this country, let's face it. Disturbance and turmoil. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So, you know, though that God was not specifically mentioned there, the founding fathers were guided by religious principles established by their belief in God. In fact, as the Constitution was being written, I mean, you know, it was as it is today. Everybody was arguing how, you know, this and that and the other. And so I found this online that in James Madison, who was one of those that headed that convention, he had notes of what Benjamin Franklin said. And this is what Benjamin Franklin said. He said, we shall be divided by our little partial local interest. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and byword down to future ages. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. And you know, I believe that as they did, wow, can you believe that those men, I know that they were guided by God to write a constitution that has serviced us all of these years. All of these years. And so tonight, let's stand up. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for we the people. Yes. And so therefore, when you're praying for we the people, you know, you don't have to be thinking about your opinions or your preferences. Yeah. I mean, I realize we all have preferences, but hey, we want God's will. We want God's will in every part of our country. We have got the elections coming up. Those are very important. Oh, and I will tell you that I do know that talking about prayer, that there are people in Congress. There is a chapel there. They pray. And there are congressmen and senators that come and pray in that chapel. And so we are going to pray for we the people. How are we going to pray? We don't know how to pray. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh the intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. How are we going to pray? We're going to pray fervently. James says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Are you ready to pray for our nation and for we the people? Oh, Father, we just pray now. Oh, my passe, elegi mananshi, elabranso okopashi. Inde gebadesha, ingomana lokobasha. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just praise him. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you have heard us. Oh, Father, we thank you now that your will is being done. Your will is being done. Your will is being done. Oh, Father, in every situation, in every circumstance, Amanso Labria Bosa Labria Bashe, we come against, oh, Sola Bradshute, those foul spirits, Father. Oh, Mampase Ligamanche, Elibria Bun Sola Bradeshai, Amanso Lukateshai, Inishe Labria Bun Sola Bradeshai. And we thank you, Father, that you shall continue to bless America. That you shall continue to bless America. Oh, Father, we thank you for it now as we honor you and as we honor, Father, those chosen country, that chosen country. Oh, Father, you said that if we would bless Israel, that you would bless our country. And Father, we stand with Israel, Father. Oh, yes, we do. I thank you, Father, that as we stand with her, that you shall bless us, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless America. Hallelujah.
God bless America.
Land
that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean.
I was praying, I was just impressed. We need to start saying positive words over our country. So many times we're caught saying negative things over our country. We need to speak positive words over our country. And I firmly believe that our country is going to return back to that which it was founded upon. And all of our currency, what does it say? In God we trust. In God we trust. Well, thank you so much for hooking up in prayer. Connection team, if you be in the